noise. Wow, that's really cool. Okay, hey guys, guess what? I have a joke. Okay, are you ready for this?
No.
Are you ready?
No. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, what do you call two guys hanging out by a window?
I don't know, Tasha. What do you call two guys hanging out by a window?
Curtain rod.
On the audio booth today, because I didn't introduce you people formally, we have some special guests besides Tasha and I. Wait, Tasha got an answer.
Tasha? I got two. Did you mean the Lip Smackers brand of lip gloss made by Bonnie Bell? They are different companies. Smucker's jellies are...
Oh, they are made by Bonnie Bell.
Made by J.M. Smucker Company, headquartered in the little town of Oral, Ohio.
Like Oral, Ohio?
This is like real.
Orwell.
They give real information. Like, yeah. We went to a jazz festival
time. Oh my god, Dave Evely got Gufferson's address.
No, okay, no, it's something else. This is something else. We went to a jazz festival one time, and we got there, and there was no one there. We were like, wait a second, there's supposed to be people here. They texted Cha-Cha, when is the jazz festival for blah, blah, blah? And the Cha-Cha said, a week from today. And then Mr. Gufferson asked around, and yes, it was a week from the day we were doing it. So Cha-Cha knows all, even about tiny little jazz festivals in the state of Illinois.
Yeah.
Yes, we've discussed where we lived before.
Yeah.
We said West Chicago on the way home.
Yeah, and like the first one.
They just don't know exactly where, like, this place is.
No.
Actually, they
do. Dave Evely got Gufferson's address from Cha-Cha. We got Gufferson's address.
You can get anybody's
okay,
address.
Wait. Yeah. Now, wait. They do know where we live, because it also publishes the location where you...
From where you boo from.
Yes.
Please don't stalk us. If you find me...
Even though I'm the only one that... Well, she lives down the street, but I'm the only one that lives right here.
Good job, Jake. Good
job. House down the street. There's
done.
I'm not on Google Maps, so you can't find me.
The graveyard.
Hello, Bridget. Why'd you show up so late?
Of course.
You know that box you saw on the way to the store?
You mean choking it up?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I mean.
House gamers, don't quit that job because you won't be able to find another one.
Thank you for that.
Am I right? Am I right? You can't find a job right now?
Yeah, that is so true.
What?
The economy sucks.
The economy sucks. Look, we're informed teenagers.
I heard somebody about
the economy sucks.
Yeah, but there are ways that we can fix it.
And we can't find jobs.
We can't find jobs.
I know. I haven't tried.
Don't quit.
I know.
I like the people I work with.
There you go. They're really cool people.
You won't find one. Don't bother.
Who's Greg?
Greg, if you're listening to this,
wait, is it the dude with the spiky hair?
It is. Wait,
he looks so young.
Really?
Greg?
The white guy?
No, not the white guy. That's Andrew.
That's Andrew.
Greg is Raina's older brother, Greg Salazar.
So he's
Slytherin? He lied to me the first time I met him.
So he's a Slytherin?
Straight up in my face.
So he's a Slytherin?
He's a Slytherin. The same thing.
What?
Because his name's Greg
Salazar. If you lied to
me, Salazar, Slytherin?
I'm going to hit you in the face.
He's a Slytherin. Don't marry the Slytherin.
Jake.
Would you marry a Slytherin? I wouldn't marry
Who
a Slytherin.
Who even said anything about marriage?
Is he hot?
My goodness, I have a small crush on
him. Is he hot, Bridget?
You know what?
I think he's attractive. But I want
China
to
say,
I really like boys.
Or be attractive?
Good personalities. Both
personalities.
Thank you.
If you're not attractive,
God, what is wrong with me?
Yeah, but see, for me, like, if you get a good personality, then you'll get attracted to that.
No,
that's not bull crap.
No, it's not.
Yes, you have to be a little bit attracted to them at first. Not like, oh my God, I want to have sex with that man. No, it's got to be a slight attraction, like
his eyes. They're adorable.
And then you notice more features. Then you're like, oh, I like their cheekbones. Oh, that's kind of cute. Oh, my goodness. They can lift a lot of weight.
You went from cheekbones to weight.
She picked me up when I was curled up in a ball. I thought that was impressive.
Who did?
Her ex-boyfriend.
Greg, no. Patrick just picked me up like normal people do. And then threatened to put me in his trunk.
Okay. 13 seconds left, 20 to 12. I only got 20%.
Goodbye,
left
I love you.
Now looking back on it, Patrick Lee wasn't a good boyfriend. Who puts a girl in the trunk?